Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategic insights and innovative approaches empowering Canadian small businesses to achieve visibility, drive engagement, and transform their potential into real-world impact. Today, we are diving into the essential world of strategic showcasing and brand activation, focusing on how to make a great idea shine. In a competitive market, moving beyond survival mode and gaining the confidence to share your work publicly is paramount for growth. Our guest is a leader known for her ability to bring people, purpose, and potential together through strategic events and partnership. Joining us today is Roxanne Mona, founder and chief growth officer at Growth Venture, a Calgary-based company. Roxanne specializes in fractional public development consulting, launch events, and partnership-based activation that amplify visibility and drive meaningful engagement. Her philosophy is simple. A great idea is only as powerful as the moment it's given to shine. Today, we will discuss the power of showcasing beyond social media, explore how Roxanne helps founders move from survival mode to strategic growth, delve into the critical role of partnerships and collaboration, and look at the heart of what Growth Venture does best, creating moments that change how businesses themselves see. Let's dive in. Roxanne, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to chat with entrepreneurs like you. Roxanne, your mission is centered on the power of showcasing, arguing that small businesses need visibility that goes beyond the noise of social media. Let's start with what inspired you to create Growth Venture and how does it help small businesses share their story and build visibility without large budgets or teams?
I think a lot of organizations, small and large, think that the marketing needs to happen from a social presence, which is true, but not just on social media. There is a huge need for physical presence. And the only way to create those stronger relationships is to be in person. So social media is a great connector, but it's not a complete relationship unless you're in person. And I think that's what a lot of people crave right now. And so that ends up becoming real experiences for the people in the room as well as the organizations. That's where trust is built. That's where small businesses can host either a launch event or an open house or even just a small community event. And you're moving from just a name on the screen to something a lot more tangible and memorable for those that attend, and they will want to come back, or they'll remember the conversation that they had. And that feeling and that understanding is very different than something that's been posted on social media. So it's an opportunity for us to be able to create and design those moments for our clients.
That's a very clear and mission-driven origin story, Roxanne. It highlights the importance of, you know, providing a platform and confidence to founders who often lack a large marketing department. The power of showcasing is clearly the key for small businesses to gain visibility and credibility that compounds beyond fleeting, you know, like social media attention. Now, let's explore how a strategic launch can fundamentally change a small company's trajectory and confidence. Roxanne, your work focuses on helping founders move beyond survival mode to confidently share their work with the world. This often begins with a pivotal launch event or strategic activation. How do you help small businesses turn vision into real engagement? And can you share an example, you know, like where a launch or partnership event transform a company's visibility?
I think a lot of times when you're doing these events, it's important to have just short discussions instead of 1 hour long discussions. You're gonna miss the audience and you're gonna miss the target. And so I've seen a well-executed event, having one of those versus posting on social media for months on end, has a lot more impact. And so if you have even a discussion panel, if you have something tangible that somebody can walk away where you're educating them versus doing a sales pitch, that's really, really important. And I think that's what a lot of organizations need more of versus just saying, hey, buy my stuff. So I think that's what a lot of people are missing right now. From a strategy point of view, making sure you have the right people in the room, from an investment point of view, from a buyer's point of view, and then, of course, having your general fans coming in to support you as well. But you don't want the whole room to be your fans. You want some really strong, I always say you want the right bums in the seats versus just any bum in the seat. So that's something to really make sure you're doing.
Yeah, that's a very compelling anecdote, Roxanne. You know, it beautifully illustrates the transformative power of a launch moment on a team's confidence and market perception. Let's discuss the role of partnerships and the collaborative spirit that drives sustainable growth. Roxanne, you're known for your ability to bring people, purpose, and potential together, making partnerships and collaboration a core part of your growth philosophy. How do partnerships drive sustainable growth for SMEs, and how can collaboration create opportunities that wouldn't exist individually?
Oh my goodness. If you have the trust in a partner or a collaborator, there's your referral source. So having so many champions in your corner is going to be important, but it's not the ask. It's what you're able to give those partners and those collaborators, that they'll want to do that in return. And so having discussions and picking their brain is going to be important for your growth, but also being able to do that in return is going to be equally as important. And so I think really sitting down and listening and being the ear in the room versus the one talking all of the time is something that is really needing to be honed in on. You can collaborate on those events. So you don't have to do an event on your own. You can go ahead and create an event with a partner, and then you're building an even bigger ecosystem around you. And that's where the shift really starts to change.
As you rightly said, Roxanne, you know, strategic partnerships and collaboration are clearly the lifeblood of sustainable business growth, providing, you know, small businesses and medium businesses with the leverage they need to compete. Now, let's look at the mindset required for founders to overcome hesitation and take that leap into public visibility. Hey, Canadian entrepreneurs, are you struggling to gain visibility and feel stuck in survival mode? Learn from Roxanne Molnar, founder of Growth Venture, about the power of strategic showcasing, how to turn your vision into real-world engagement, and the critical role of partnerships in accelerating your business growth. Now, let's continue our conversation with Roxanne. Roxanne, many entrepreneurs are hesitant, to put themselves out there publicly and feel more comfortable staying behind the scenes. I'm one of those. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs afraid to put themselves out there, and how can they overcome fear to see visibility as a growth opportunity?
Baby steps. So I think for this one, I get this a lot. I'll be honest, you say that you want to stay behind the scenes, but you're great at your presentation and you're very approachable. And so those are really two things that's all you need. Have one or two conversations, and I bet those will go really well. And then the next time you go out, that'll make you feel a little bit more confident. But not doing it at all is not going to help the confidence that needs to be built to get out there. Go with somebody else. Don't just go by yourself. Go in with a goal from a networking approach. Go in with a goal of who you want to meet, find out who's going to be there, maybe post something outside on social media to say, hey, I'm attending this event, who's going to be there, would love to have a coffee. Sometimes there's, for conferences, for example, there's a list of attendees that are going to be there. Figure out who's going to be there, direct message them and say, hey, I'm going, I'd love to have a coffee. Those are strategies that help kind of remove the coldness of that opportunity, and it helps alleviate those fears, or at least reduce them. From a sales perspective, go in with somebody like myself, or if you just simply don't have time and it's not the confidence that you need, you simply just don't have enough resources, you can use somebody like Growth Venture to go out to those networking events and advocate for you, be the SME for the day, go to those conferences and be at the booth so you can walk the room or be in the important meetings, and have somebody that's not a junior representative that can come in and work the room just as well as you can, with a few simple pieces of information that we need to uphold. So you don't need to walk it alone, is I guess my point.
Yeah, I believe, you know, like overcoming founder hesitation and embracing public visibility is clearly a key psychological and, you know, a strategic hurdle that leaders must clear to achieve significant growth. Mm-hmm. Finally, let's discuss your long-term vision and your commitment to the entrepreneurial grind. Roxanne, you specialize in fractional business development consulting, and you use the lessons from your own startup grind, you know, as ammunition for your clients. What is your long-term vision for Growth Venture, and how will your fractional consulting model keep helping businesses turn ideas into impact?
You know, when I first started this, I kind of kicked the dirt around a little bit because I never really wanted to own a company. I'll be honest, I always wanted to just build and work with teams. But I love, that's the part I love, is building and working with teams, collaborating, figuring out what the problem is, how we can solve it, who we can reach out to, who can we partner with to help the growth. And I think for Growth Venture, I would love the opportunity to find other people like me that have the same passion so that I can grow this business and help a lot of other companies. From a fractional business development point of view, the reason why we exist is because there's a gap. I call myself a glorified gap filler. And so whether you're a small organization or a large organization, it's just about resources. Sometimes it's a financial impact on a smaller company where they just don't have the financial resources to hire somebody full time. And so they can have me come in and support them for a short amount of time so that they can hire somebody full time. Sometimes it's a larger organization that doesn't need somebody full-time, but still has that gap and needs that resource. So I can go out and build a conference showcase for them, or walk a floor if they need to, or create a launch event. But at those launch events, I'm not just an event planner. I actually stay and host, and I work the floor for them, and I have conversations. And I think that's what's missing with events that are just put on for organizations. They go in, they set it up, and then they leave. I don't leave. I make sure that I'm there and I support and I follow up and I work the floor and connect people within the room. And I think that's what's really important, is making those connections.
And that's really an inspiring vision, Roxanne. You know, it's clear that your firm's value lies in its strategic partnership approach and shared commitment to entrepreneurial grind. Roxanne, if there is one key message you want Canadian SME listeners to remember about confidently sharing their work with the world, what would it be?
That's a hard one. There's so many different things that you need to remember. And I think it's really just important to just think outside of the box. That's the one reason why I think I find success, is that I'm not the SME in the room. I'm the one that kind of has to learn about your business and question it. And I can keep you accountable, and I can kind of have like an open vision versus kind of a tunnel vision of, oh, this is my baby. This is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. But have you ever done a workshop? Have you ever done a freemium? Have you ever done a webinar? Have we completed a network event? Do we need to go to a conference? What are the segmentations that you're going after, and are they appropriate? Are you doing too much? So I think it's just making sure that you have kind of your eyes wide open versus having that tunnel vision.
That's a really powerful and actionable message, Roxanne. Thank you. Roxanne, it has been a pleasure having you on our podcast today. Thank you for sharing your expertise and vision with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
That was an insightful conversation with Roxanne Molnar, founder and chief growth officer at Growth Venture, on the power of showcasing and why small businesses need visibility beyond social media, turning vision into real-world engagement and creating spaces that empower entrepreneurs. Thank you for tuning into the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We appreciate your continued support. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. You can also visit our website, CanadianSME.ca, for more valuable information and tools. A special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, Avon Global College, ADP, and Google for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success. We will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.